It seems hard to believe now, but there was a time when J.S. Bach's music was thought to need improvement. All those dry academic fugues, too dusty, too boring for contemporary audiences. So in the early 1900s, composers dropped those desiccated kernels into the warm waters of the modern orchestra and listened for the flowering of new sounds. One of those creations by Arnold Schoenberg is coming up on the Bach Hour. I'm Brian McCreath, and welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical New England, a service of WGBH. Conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen and the Los Angeles Philharmonic bring the St. Anne Prelude and Fugue to life later on, and you'll also hear the cantata number 73, Herr, wie du willst, so schickst mit mir, or Lord, as you will, so let it be done with me. The translation of the text for that piece is available to you online at classicalnewengland.org, where you can also hear this and past programs on demand. Again, that's at classicalnewengland.org. Just around the corner, a Boston-born and bred cellist brings you the warmth of a solo piece for her instrument. But first, here's another 20th century transcription of Bach's music. This is Leopold Stokowski's realization of the Little Fugue in G minor. Esa-Pekka Salonen directs the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Thank you. Not everyone has been a fan of Leopold Stokowski's transcriptions of Bach's organ works, but their sheer popularity argues for a unique place in the orchestral repertoire. That was the Los Angeles Philharmonic with conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen in the fugue in G minor, known as the Little Fugue. After that extroverted orchestral arrangement, let's head in the opposite direction for the intimacy of a single player. Cellist Phoebe Carrai was born in Boston and studied at the New England Conservatory. She eventually joined Musica Antiqua of Cologne, one of Europe's top early music ensembles, and she played with them for 10 years before returning to the U.S. Here is Phoebe Carrai with the first of Bach's Suites for Solo Cello. Thank you. cellist Phoebe Carey with the Suite No. 1 in G for solo cello by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed in 2002 on Carey's 17th century cello by an anonymous Italian maker. Coming up, Bach expresses complete devotion in just four notes. You're listening to the Bach Hour on Classical New England, a service of WGBH, online at classicalnewengland.org. Welcome back to the Bach Hour from Classical New England. I'm Brian McCreath. During his first Epiphany season in Leipzig, Bach composed a cantata that, in spite of its short length, is a powerful expression of faith and devotion. The cantata number 73, Herr, wie du willst, so schick's mit mir, or Lord, as you will, so let it be done with me, uses what we now call a leitmotif, a small idea that reminds us of a particular theme throughout a piece of music. In this case, it's a set of four notes that appear at the very beginning of the piece. Those four notes correspond to the opening of the chorale tune the choir sings just a bit later on the words, Lord, as you will, which is at the heart of what Bach is expressing, that the believer is meant to trust, completely and totally, in the will of the divine. That opening chorus continues with interjections from the tenor, bass, and soprano soloists, each expressing the individual's struggle to maintain that trust in the face of life's trials, even as that leitmotif can be heard around them. If you listen for those four notes constantly returning along with the voice of the struggling individual and the chorus's bolstering chorale tune, a mosaic of human experience and faith emerges like no other. The tenor aria that follows explores the individual's struggles further, now with a solo oboe accompaniment that the late Craig Smith of Boston's Emmanuel Music equates to the dove descending to mankind. After a recitative, the bass soloist expresses the submission of the individual to God's will, repeating the words, Herr, so du willst, or Lord, as you will. That sentiment is then confirmed by the community voice of the choir for the final chorale movement. Remember, you can find a translation of this piece by visiting us online at classicalnewengland.org. This performance of the cantata number 73 features soprano Yukari Nonoshita, tenor Gerd Turk, and bass Peter Coy. Bach Collegium Japan is conducted by Masaaki Suzuki.
Tränen zählt und ihre Zuversicht, das schwacher Mut nicht gar zerbricht. Und weil du mich erwählt, so spricht ein Trost und Freudenwort.
Thank you.
Wille bleibt verkehrt, bald trotzig, bald verzagt. Des Sterbens will er nie gedenken, allein ein Christ in Gottes Geist gelebt, lernt sich in Gottes Willen senken und sagt, Herr, so du Wind. Herr, so du Wind. Herr, so du Wind. Herr, so
the short but powerful cantata number 73 by Bach, Herr, wie du willst, so schick's mit mir, or Lord, as you will, so let it be done with me, in a performance by Bach Collegium Japan and conductor Masaaki Suzuki. The soprano soloist was Yukari Nonoshita, and she was joined by tenor Gerd Türk and bass Peter Coy. Let's return now to the extravagant transcriptions of Bach's music by early 20th century composers. In 1928, Arnold Schoenberg took the prelude and fugue in E-flat, which was given the nickname St. Anne long after Bach's lifetime, and scored it for orchestra. He wrote to Anton Webern that he had replaced the organ's slow, rarely occurring change of colors with a more richly varied one that establishes precisely the rendition and character of the individual passages. And I gave attention to clarity in the web of parts. Here again is the Los Angeles Philharmonic with conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen in Schoenberg's transcription of the St. Anne Prelude and Fugue.
Thank you.
Arnold Schoenberg's transcription brings Bach's Prelude and Fugue in E-flat, known as the Saint Anne, into whole new realms of color. But Schoenberg was absolutely certain that Bach himself, as an artist always interested in exploring new technology, would have been thrilled with the results. Hard to disagree. I hope you'll take some time to visit us online at classicalnewengland.org, where you can hear this program again on demand and explore more resources to learn more about Bach. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Alan Mattis. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week on the Bach Hour.